Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. With just over a week to go until the Republican runoff in the governor's race, current office holder Nathan Deal is making his endorsement, GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Deal says Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle is best suited to continue the governor's legislative priorities. He made the announcement during an economic development press conference Monday.
My concern is let's not undo or transform in a negative fashion the good reforms that have been put in place. And that will be the challenge for the next governor of this state.
Cagle and Secretary of State Brian Kemp square off next Tuesday. The winner faces Democrat Stacey Abrams in November. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation's crime labs are still dealing with a major backlog. The Valdosta Daily Times says nearly 62,000 cases have yet to be assigned. Law enforcement officials say an increase in drug cases is to blame for the backlog. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says more people in Metro Atlanta abuse opioids than anywhere else in the state. Cobb, Fulton, Gwinnett, and DeKalb counties are in first through fourth place, respectively, for the second year in a row. Chatham County ranks fifth. While these counties represent the highest use of opioids, methamphetamine is still the bigger problem. More than three times the amount of meth was seized in 2018 as oxycodone, heroin, and hydrocodone combined. Yesterday, Atlanta United broke its own attendance record at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. More than 72,000 fans watched a 1-1 draw against the Seattle Sounders. After the game, Jeff Laurentiewicz said opposing teams are changing how they play when they come to Atlanta.
Teams are playing differently. You know, when they're coming here to play, it seems like there is a formula. Like we've kind of said to ourselves, it's up to us to crack it, you know. I think that we should expect it every game at home from here on out.
Atlanta still holds the best record in Major League Soccer. Georgia pecan farmers say the U.S. trade dispute with China could cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars. Over the years, farmers have increased pecan production as China's economy and demand for the nuts has grown. But over the past 3 months, the cost of pecans exported to China rose by 40%. The United States produces 80% of the world's pecans. Georgia leads in production. The University of Georgia estimates Georgia pecans are a $355 million industry. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.